we heard today that there's a launch of a regeneration plan for the Gallia in the Cairn Hill areas. What I'm saying as elected representative for that area, that the housing executive must listen clearly to the fears and concerns of a local resident. And I do think that the launch today and the consultation next week, it's not giving people time really to actually digest that there's a consultation next week. So what I'm saying is that Northern Housing Executive has to listen to the concerns and the residents. Now, I've had a number of people with me over this last fortnight that rumours are going around about different green belt areas of Cairn Hill and Gallia areas. They're going to be social housing. I am a campaigner for social housing, and we need as much social housing as possible. But if people do not want social houses and at their back doors and their green belts, then the housing executive have to listen to these people and have to take their concerns on board.
Anthony, as you said there, you spoke to a number of residents in the Gallia and Cairn Hill areas. Just what concerns have they raised with you?
Well, the concerns that the green belt areas down here are, if you know the area and if people, you know the area, that there's a lot of green areas down here. And it's just a beautiful kind of an estate, Cairn Hill and parts of Gallia. People do not want the green belt destroyed by building developments on it. And if the housing executive are coming along saying that they want to consult with people, then that's fine. But if people tell them that we don't like to see anything built on our green belts, then the housing executive needs to take that on board.